107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. The water is calling. Joining us in studio is Fritz Stegmeier with Rotary Club of Stratford, of course, about the Stratford Rotary Dragon Boat Festival that is fast approaching. Fritz, it's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too. I'm glad to see you in this with positive news.
Yes, and the water is calling, and the water, yes, thankfully, has arrived, I guess we should say.
Oh, it was touch and go there.
Yeah.
And we finally found out with the weather on Thursday, we got like 400% of what we were expecting.
Yeah.
And we were just ready to get the pumps started up.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have to do that.
Right.
The water level is up. The people are, the boats are practicing again, and we're on for the 13th of September like usual.
Yeah, and that is great, certainly with everyone involved with Rotary Club of Stratford. And again, there was a contingency plan, if you will, because I was one of the many that just didn't think Mother Nature was going to cooperate in time for this. So it's nice that you were looking at alternative plans, if you will.
Well, we were looking at Wildwood. We actually had a contingency and a site plan set up for that.
Mm.
So that was there. If the other, the pumping option, if the Ministry of the Environment said no, we had a lot of people who came on board who said, we're going to help out.
Mm.
Like we had, list a few people, Water Edge Environment Solutions Team, Upper Thames River Conservation Authority, Township of Perth East, Core Fuels, United Rentals, Lynn River Farms, Gray's Farms Diner, Denham Construction, Wilhelm Excavation, Ritz Architect, Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, Ministry of Natural Resources, Wildwood Conservation Authority, VEI Contracting, and Stratford Crane Rental.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people came on board. And some people were doing in-kind contributions, other reduced fees. The thing is, at the end of the day, we still have incurred around $6,000 worth of expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a little bit of an ask here besides the regular Dragon Boat. If you can help us with that, you can go on to Canada Helps Charities, Fill the River, and you can actually go to our website and get the link.
Okay.
And make a donation mm-hmm. towards it. And it goes through our foundation, so we're able to have a charitable receipt
yeah.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody can help out whatever amount that would help to mitigate. Because one thing about Rotary that's sometimes misunderstood, we are a completely volunteer organization. We have no admin. We don't pay anybody. Everything we bring in, especially for the Dragon Boat Festival, goes to our projects like the hospice, the Rotary Complex, the Respite House, Aqua Box, like everything that we do goes directly into international or local projects.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have to pay $6,000 for minutia, in essence as it turns out to be, it takes away from our project.
Yeah, yeah.
So if anybody can help, that would be great.
And with all those organizations coming together to try to help out, it really underscores that this is a big, big event that is so important for our community.
Well, we earn that day net about $50,000. To the community, it's just shy of, for the one-day event, about $200,000 to the community, like restaurants and hotels and all the mm-hmm. all the spin-offs, right?
Yeah.
So it is a bit of an event. There's a lot of people that come into town from all over Ontario, and it used to be from the United States, too, but I'm not sure if we're getting too many there right
okay.
now.
Okay. How many teams do we have, do you know, off the top?
It's
got to be close to 50.
Our max is 48.
Oh, okay.
And we're at 47 was the last that I heard. That was middle of last week.
Okay.
So we maybe have one more. Maybe we've got a full allotment. And the last I also heard was 7 breast cancer teams.
Fantastic.
So that's a good mm-hmm. allotment. So it's going to be a fantastic festival. It's going to be great.
It's going to be unbelievable. Again, it's for September 13th at the Avon River with the Rotary Club of Stratford, Rotary Dragon Boat Festival. Tell us about the day. Tell us what we can expect.
Like usual, the races start at 8. Buses start to run already at 7 from the Zara's lot, and they do it every, there's a whole allotment. You can go online and take a look at when those buses are running. So they're running for every 20 minutes. That's kind of important because roads are shut down, lakesides basically shut down from Queen Street. definitely to front. I might go to Marantz. I'm not quite sure what the final layout was. See, we're a little bit out of sorts at the moment, trying to play catch up here.
Oh, and but it's all good. We've got
great food. Some of the vendors that we have for that day.
It's amazing, the food vendors.
Joe's Diner is going to be there. New Orleans Pizza, Stratford Thai Cuisine, Kent's French Fries, Simple Dreams, and Crazy Kernels. So we have a lot of options there. We have our opening ceremony at 11, Scott Bowden is going to perform. Now, Scott, he has performed at the festival and the Shaw, and he's been all over the place. I think he's doing some work over at the Avon this year as management. Okay, but he's agreed to do the opening ceremony, and then. And the afternoon is kind of the same as we had last year. Actually, Jana LeDuc came back to us and said, back in February, said, can I perform there again? I said, sure. not realizing how big of a year she was going to have.
Yeah. What a fantastic performer.
Oh, yeah. She is energetic. She's doing three sets through the afternoon.
Oh, great
to hear. 1 hour sets. And then in between, last year we kind of discovered Nora Stevens, and she's going to do in between when Jana's got her break, she's going to be performing.
Nice.
And Jerry Bell is going to be, I think you know him.
we chatted once or twice.
Jerry Bell has been so great managing the stage. He will be there as well. So it's going to be a fantastic day, full set of races, lots of entertainment. Our major sponsor this year is, again, Gillies Pub. So and we have this year, just to give you an idea, Gillies Pub, major sponsor, 15 gold sponsors, 13 silver, 22 bronze.
Wow.
So you kind of total that together. You've got Stratford.
Yeah.
Who's supporting this, which is absolutely wonderful. Hats off to our community. Thank you.
Yeah.
And just say to the community, come down, enjoy the day, grab some food, sit at the river, sit in the beer tent. Cowbell Brewery is pouring the beer this year again.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I'll be there for the closing ceremonies, handing out the hardware, which is always just a ton of fun. I love the big wrap-up to the day because it's been the dragon boat racing all day, and the participants are ready to just get a let loose and party.
Oh, and they party and they dance.
Yeah.
And that's lots of fun.
And it's lots of fun. So again, do be a part of it. And I think it really spotlights how Stratford and the Avon River is the perfect setting for a dragon boat festival. We could hold this elsewhere or what have you, but there is nothing like the views, the vantage point, the entire setup.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about. Our last resort was Wildwood. And thank you, they were opening up the site to us. It was absolutely amazing how much they were there to help. And some of the boats, we took a couple of boats over there for practices, and they were wonderful. But you can't see the races. Mm. We would have had a hard time for the opening ceremony, for the breast cancer ceremony, for all that. It would have been difficult. It's absolutely beautiful. Mm. If the weather is cooperating there's nothing better.
Yeah, for the setup of all the participants, for the food vendors, for the launching from Tom Patterson Island, and the whole vantage point. It's just the setting of the Avon River, Lake Victoria, is just perfect.
Yeah, it's great.
Fantastic.
So we're looking forward to seeing you there.
You bet, absolutely. And we'll see you there for the September 13th. It's the Stratford Rotary Dragon Boat Festival with Fritz Dagmeier and all the fine folks with the Rotary Club of Stratford. And again, if they want to make a donation, want to help out, what's the best way, Fritz?
Go to our website, the Facebook site. Both of them will have a link. Mm-hmm. That they can make a contribution, and they will get a charitable receipt for that.
Fantastic. Or you can make a contribution the day of, I'm sure.
And we have, on the day, we have a new setup. I think it's called TAPS.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And there's going to be a setup.
Modern technology.
So there were days where you would have to hold a cell phone way up in the air to try to get a signal, but I think we're good now.
Fair enough. Anything else we didn't spotlight or anything else coming up, we'll just see out for this amazing festival.
Yeah, and just go onto the website, take a peek at any questions. We'll be there. We'll be posting race schedules and everything like that this week as we get everything kind of finalized and exactly where the road closures are, but mm-hmm.
Oh, fair enough. But it's going to be an amazing day. We're so thankful. It's all happening in Stratford along the Avon River with the Stratford Rotary Dragon Boat Festival and Rotary Club of Stratford. Fritz Stegmaier. Fritz, thank you so much. We'll see you out for this.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.